Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The old voice, the old pills haven't dropped yet.
Put moron number two on the phone.
The end of the week can't come quick enough.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Ah, oh, she's a Monday. Of course, you feel good. You're listening to the Rush Hour. And in the next hour, you'll hear from Damien Barrett. There's lots to discuss with him, of course. And then I see the family get involved. I see callers and I see Bill in charge of it. And that worries me enormously. Hello to you, fat boy.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. And I'll tell you what, it was a week for the jokes last week. I've never had so much feedback. The podcast just flew past everyone else in the network because...
Well, that's true.
Of the joke.
No, I don't think the jokes had anything to do with it, but there were some extraordinary podcast numbers.
They were. Speaking of jokes, Jim. Hello, Raps.
The LA Lakers and the home of the greatest athlete in the world today, LeBron James, the King. Woo!
Who's that?
What? It's Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Yeah. Oh, fair dinkum. Yeah. WWE style.
Yes.
It was like our mate.
Nature Boy.
Like our mate, the green mean man, mean machine.
Matty Campbell.
Matty Campbell. Hey, Jimmy boy, big day in sport. There's plenty going on out there. Yeah. Yep. But I'm just reading the front of the Herald Sun here and not sure that photo should be on the front of the Herald Sun, to be honest. No, but
that's very disappointing.
Very sad story regarding Dean Laidley. And you were his president when Dean was coach of North Melbourne. How you seeing it?
Absolutely. And we go a long, long way back, Dean Laidley and myself. We played, we're both from WA, obviously. We played sport against each other as, 13, 14-year-olds, cricket and footy.
Yep.
So I've known him for a very long time. Obviously, it's a matter before the police. And as I understand it, Damo, when he speaks to us next, is going to have got through all of what happened today and be able to tell us how all of that looks.
Yep.
But you never like fat to see anyone you care for in a bad place, and clearly Dean is in a bad place, so our thoughts are with him and also his family. I know all of them too, and they're great people, so I just hope that he's in an okay, you know, place and that he can make his way through.
Exactly. Have you tried to contact him?
I have. Obviously, never going to get through, but just send him a text and a phone message to say exactly what I just said to you, that I hope he's all right, and if he needs any help, please sing out. But I'm not sure what the hell I could ever do, but, you know, he's someone I've known and liked, Bill, for 35 years.
Yeah.
So I hope he's okay.
No, it's a very sad story.
It is.
And I do have some other sport to hit
you
up.
Come on, then. Let's go.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog. Yeah.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All right, all
thank
sports.
You, Matty. All sports, all systems go in the NRL, Jimmy boy.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're going to be up and playing May 28th, which is only 24 days away.
That'd be it, Bill, yeah.
3.5 weeks.
That's it?
Just under.
Yeah.
So
that's not bad.
That'd be the dates, yeah.
Well, that's not bad. I think the AFL are only 2 or 3 weeks behind that at the minute, Jim.
Yes.
But already teams have had to relocate. The New Zealand Warriors, guess where they are, Jim? I'm going to give play your music. You've got to tell me where they're, what town they've relocated to.
We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town.
Tamworth.
Yes, Jimmy boy. How
that
good
is
are
a
you?
Complete guess.
Was that a guess?
Yep,
you
no idea.
That. They're up there. And the Melbourne Storm have to go up to Albury, Jim.
Nice.
They're going up to Albury tomorrow. Today was the first time they returned to Amy Park.
Yep.
Just for an education day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they go up to Albury and train up there because Albury is in New South Wales.
That's it. Well, I guess that's why they can open that game up a bit quicker. They've only got the one border to worry about once our boys are in New South Wales. But, geez, bellyache laid it out for them.
Oh, I'm just about to tell you about their coach, Craig Bellamy.
Ooh.
He said, this is quote unquote, "There are a few of you guys who are out of control with social media. Yes. When you are back on Monday, today, it is banned."
Ooh.
And he also said, "Jim, and I promise this, if any of you f*** this up..." our club, you will have to deal with me. That's unquote quote.
Quote, you didn't unquote. Have to go that far with the
well,
quote.
That's what it said, Jim. Poor yes. Geez, he's really fired up, old Billy.
Yep, yep.
Have you seen Cam Smith?
I don't reckon you'd ever want. I'm going to get to Cam in a sec. I don't reckon you'd ever want to be on the wrong side of Craig Bellamy. He looks like his eyes, Bill, would go green. He's like, they would. The milk would all go out of him. It'd just, you would not want to be Josh Adokar. Now, Smithy, the 74-year-old superstar.
You know, Bellyache reminds me of the Snells off Ozark.
Oh.
The hillbilly's the old girl who shot the bloke's head off.
Spoiler alert if anyone's watching
it. Spoiler alert if he's just starting off with Ozark.
What about the, Wolverine?
Yes.
Right. Apparently that beard, he's grown this big beard. It looks like the Wolverine. This is Cameron Smith. Apparently he grew it overnight. It
took him a day. What else, please?
Oh, I got this. Now, you watched Game of Thrones, didn't you?
I watched a little bit of it. I'm no aficionado.
Well, can you remember the big, what'd they call him? The mountain he was?
Yes.
I'll tell you how big he is, Jim. He's 206 centimetres.
Yes.
Paul Salmon.
Yes.
And he's 193 kgs.
No, that is ridiculous.
That's a lot, Jim.
Yeah, that is a lot, Bill. Yes. So he's more than twice my weight.
He broke the record on the weekend for the world record of the deadlift.
Broke the world record of the world record of the deadlift.
So where you pick it up and just take it up to about your doodle.
Yeah.
the world record was 500 kgs. 500, Jim. Yes. He lifted 501.
Bill, look at the bend on the bar. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. That's like a piece of spaghetti.
I know, it's bent. Anyway, the bloke he beat, he's not happy. Eddie the Beast Hall, who's he's only 164 kgs and only 191 centimetres. They might punch on. They might have a fight.
What, just because he lifted more than him?
Well, they've been at each other for a while now.
Right.
His name, by the way, is... Hathor, your Thor, Jorgensen. That's his name, Hathor.
Bjornsson.
Bjornsson. But Hathor. Come on, Hathor.
Bjornsson.
Tried to pronounce that name so he could get a your Thor.
Your Thor. Did I tell you that joke, Jim?
Yeah, you did, Bill.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
What was her name?
Yeah, Ida.
Don't say anything, Rebs.
Ida.
Ida.
Hi, I'm Chris Hemsworth. I'm Thor. You're Thor. And also, Big Brother's coming back, Jim. I don't know if you haven't seen that on the TV, the advertising.
No.
And one of the Big Brother contestants could be Daniel Gorringe.
Yeah, we've had him on this show.
We have heard him. He's a strange cat.
Different cat.
He is a different cat. he is, Daniel. The only thing that rhymes with orange.
Oh, my God.
And coronavirus, Jim. Went up by 22 new cases overnight.
Right.
But there's 19 out at a meatworks factory. So if you take that out, it's only three. So
only
we're going
three,
okay.
That'd be it.
You can't take that out, though.
Well, you can't probably. But in South Australia, it's still no new cases of coronavirus in... about 12 days.
May the 11th cannot come quick enough, Bill. These restrictions are ridiculous and need to be ousted.
Well, it's not. It's actually come forward. It's this Friday.
Well, good. Bring
and you know what happens
tomorrow.
You know what
do
happens
it tomorrow.
May 11th.
What?
AFL boys are going to train. Start training May 11th.
Oh, you heard it first.
Heard it first right here on the rush hour at 24 minutes past. Six.
Is that how long your opener's gone? You've chewed up half the show.
Oh, no, we did an interview. Hang on.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Damien Barrett joins us as always on a Monday. Nice to have you, Damo.
Hello, Jim and Bill. And finally, and it came over the course of the weekend, didn't it? Some clarity and a coordinated path through to what will be round two in as early as potentially mid-June. It's the first time, isn't it, since the game was suspended back in back after round one that we've got some clarity around the return, and it's going to gain momentum as the days unfold.
Yes, that will be fantastic. But I'm hearing, Damo, I think Ed might have gone with it this morning on the hot breakfast, that the players might start training May 11, which is next Monday.
Yeah, Bill, I don't see it being May 11. And the reason I don't see it being May 11 is that that's the day that Daniel Andrews, the Premier of his state, has still got Victoria placed down in a state of emergency. Look, the people I spoke to and even today have spoken to, they feel in footy that it's not going to happen instantly, that there might be at least a few days and quite possibly even a week or 2 weeks before that is fully released and relieved with the restrictions. And as such, and I suppose what you're referring to, the training set part of it, yes, being that players in groups of up to 10 can start playing. I don't see that being May 11, Bill. I hope I'm wrong. I hope your mail's right.
Well, it changes pretty quickly, as we know. It's very fluid because this time last week, we were talking about the hubs. The hubs have got the lemonade and sauce nice and quickly.
Well, it was even as recently as 6 days ago, wasn't it, when the players themselves had the meeting, which just, as Gil McLaughlin himself on the weekend described on Triple M Footy, as a glitch in proceedings. It was a severe glitch, how they managed to get themselves all worked up over something that ultimately, as you point out, is now the least likely and has always been the least preferred option to get the game unfolding. So, yeah, look, as we speak today, Bill, and even as progressed even since you and I spoke on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday, it's moving a long way away from a hub situation.
Now, Purple, as always, Triple M football miles ahead of everyone else. We discussed with Gil McLaughlin on Saturday the perceived bias against the interstate clubs. I told him that footy people out of the West were headless about not being able to train in groups of 10 because Melbourne couldn't, and so their perception is that there's parity when it's against the Melbourne clubs. But when that's flipped on its head, that people in Melbourne couldn't give a stuff about anyone in Western Australia or South Australia or anywhere else. And it's since then blown up amongst some of the players.
Yeah, it has. Travis Boak was really strong on it this morning on SEN, actually. And we know that Tom Rockliffe, his teammate at Port, has previously been quite strong on this topic over a number of years, really. And I'm with them on it, guys. I know you have a very strong view on it too, Jim. We've been told, haven't we, to follow the state government's advice. And if you're from WA, you can train right now in a group of 10. And I've got no doubt that had the Victorian government made its decision to allow groups of 10 to congregate and in a footy sense train, that there would be 10 clubs right now doing just that and certainly been pushing hard to do it. So I feel for the non-Victorians regularly because of the way that they are treated and the travel component to their lives. And here's another example where I think they're justified in feeling that way.
Hey, Damo, there's no doubt if you ask, and they won't put their name to it because it's an inflammatory thing to say, but if you ask people interstate, especially South Australia and Western Australia, they will tell you that it is their belief that the people in Victoria think that they are lucky to be a part of their competition. They still believe that is what the perception is.
Yeah.
I like it.
Having also lived in two non-Victorian states in my life too, Jim, I can certainly see it from their perspective, and I'm with them too. And I think you only need to go to the grand final itself, don't you? That the fact that it is now locked away, at least by way of a contract, until 2057 at the MCG, to me that is the core of the game when it comes to ultimate integrity, when it comes to being what I would deem to be fair. And unfortunately, West Coast and Port Adelaide and GWS have to play in a state that is not theirs, even if and on the occasions when they are the highest ranked.
Hey, Damo, very sad story overnight, of course, involving Dean Laidley, a man that I know you know well. He's not in a great space, obviously, but some pretty ordinary behaviour around this incident as well. Yeah, there was a press conference today.
Yeah, there was. It was Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton who announced that a senior constable has actually been stood down now and is now facing his own charges on distributing those photos to which you refer. And he was really strong, Shane Patton, Jim and Bill, used the word appalling conduct to describe the behaviour and that they're treating it very, very, very seriously. And I mean, it's a good outcome from a shocking act, and the fact that the Victorian police are dealing with it. I think too, Jim and Bill, just the way various media outlets have handled it too, they've typically done what they often do, and that is have the bet each way, write the story that the police are investigating the breach of privacy over the photos, and yet in the same article referring to those same publishing those photos.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Again, look, we all in the media space do things we shouldn't do. Personally, I've got an issue issue with that style of reporting when it comes to this matter. Dean Lely's under serious charges, and he will face those charges of a stalking nature when his time in court is up. But to be subjected to the breach of privacy attached to that charge being laid, or those charges being laid against him by the police themselves, is a shocking, shocking look.
No, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Yeah, you're right. You know, the whole thing of, well, you know, these photos should never have been taken first, and that is true. And then they should never have been distributed on social media, and yes, that is true. But then to turn around and go, but if you haven't seen them, here they are.
Front page.
I just don't get where we're at. I mean, how in 2020, Damo, are we tolerating that from our main, you know, what some of our main media outlets?
I don't get it either, Jim. And I wish that we didn't. But again, there might be some people listening to this conversation, you know, with the three of us thinking, well, we've all done something in our lives in a media sense that we would not have done had we had our time over again. But on this matter, I think we're pretty resolute that the wrong thing was done in that type of reporting and that style of reporting. And it is an unfortunate situation for Dean Lely. He certainly has some serious charges to face, and the courts will deal with that. But the person concerned, obviously the man that we know, is clearly dealing with his own battles as well.
Mm. Tell you what, I'm looking forward to October. Finals of the NRL, finals of the AFL, and I reckon they'll push back the Spring Carnival, so there might be some people there. Huge
month. You
reckon
they'll push back the races, do you, Bill?
Yeah. I'm going to head it up.
Why would they do that? Because they haven't moved races in this state.
No, to get a
from
crowd,
day one.
To get the crowds in, just to make sure they can get a few people there.
Damo, you know that I'm the only one who's not interested in horse racing in this conversation. Yep. Am I the only one that just cannot believe that of all things that have been allowed to just continue absolutely untouched, horse racing's one of them?
Thank God for it.
How's that happened, by the way?
I don't know. And we all know hairdressers, and that's the other business that I can't believe. The fact that to cut someone's hair, Jim, you need to actually touch that person.
Yeah, that's it.
The governments, well, down here anyway, are telling us that that's okay. And again, I'm happy for those people who've been able to sustain businesses during it. But that and horse racing.
And you can't play golf, can you, Jim?
No, no,
no. Don't start, Bill.
Old unhappy Dan. Oh, no. You're not allowed to have more than two people within a kilometre of each other. But you're allowed to, if you're a horse racing man, you can do whatever the hell you like.
Beautiful it is.
You can mount a horse. You can have two people on a horse. You can have eight people touching a horse.
You can back a horse.
No problem at all. Come on.
Stop whinging, you blokes.
$560 million a year.
Graham Grand Finals in Melbourne. It will be for the next 30 years. Sucked in.
You have asked to be Bruce Laird today, which I find hilarious because Monday's not your best day. But what are we going with?
I read on the weekend the 2016 Grand Final, Sydney v Western Bulldogs.
Yes.
Tom Liberatore, playing a big part of the game, of course, the hard nut from the Doggies, gets to the ground, puts on his jumper, his shorts, his jocks and his socks, and guess what? He left at home.
Kind of.
His footy boots.
Can't have left the footy boots at home. I don't believe.
Jim,
an AFL grand final.
They're the first things you put on. They're the first things you pack in your bag. And he left his boots at home. I can't believe it.
As you know, a glorious football career of mine that was the three quarters of one season, but culminated in the 1990 grand final, South Fremantle, Claremont, Subiaco Oval. Anyway, Bill, I get into the huddle at quarter time. John Anea was our best player. You played a lot of footy against John Anea, West Coast and Richmond and Collingwood, of course. And Bill, at quarter time, I see him running onto the ground. I'm like, where the hell have you been? He said, I forgot my mouth guard. I said, well, mate, just borrow someone's. He missed the first quarter of a grand final because he drove home to his house to get his mouth cut.
He drove home to get
home. He didn't play a quarter of football in a granny. Mm. Anyway, it didn't matter because I did all the heavy lifting. 1-3-3-5-3
What did you forget on the big day unusual?
Bill, where's the unusual? What's the point of having an unusual?
Because it's unusual. You're unusual. Rabs is unusual. It's unusual Mondays. Guess what I forgot on the big day?
What, to get a kick?
No, to win.
Give us a call. We got a $100 grilled voucher for you to win. And an 11 care pack. We love each other here on the Rush Hour. Bill, what is it again?
Oh, I'm not telling you.
What did you forget on the big day unusual?
Fat, what? Get this right, all right? This is a Monday and you've taken over the family.
Yes, indeed. Hello, welcome to Monday, May 4. And Tom Liberatore on Grand Final Day 2016, Western Bulldogs v Sydney, got to the game, put on his jumper, his shorts, his lucky jocks, socks, and forgot his footy boots. I cannot believe you would forget your footy boots on the big day. So hence,
oh, the rabbits. Hence,
hence, 133353. What yes. did you forget on the big day? Unusual.
All right, Scotty's first from Meltonville.
Hello, Scotty.
How are you, Billy?
Going well, mate. And the flogs up there in the coast.
What did you forget, Scott?
Grand final day 2016. Oh. I got on the train to see the mighty Bulldog.
Yeah.
I left my phone on the train.
Oh, come on. Scotland.
And did you get it back?
There was a really nice guy that I was talking to. I went with my auntie and my cousins and a few other people.
Yeah.
My cousin rang my number straight away. This lovely guy we were speaking to answered the phone.
Yeah.
He said after the grand final, come to a pub in Richmond where he was catching up with a lot of his mates.
Righto.
I got my phone back.
Nice. It's a nice end to the story, Fat.
A happy ending.
That's it. Colin in Melbourne, Bill.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, Billy. How are you, JB?
Well, thank you, Colin. How are you today?
Not too bad, mate. Still at work, so I'm lucky.
No, good on you. What happened?
Several years ago when I was silly enough to take up umpiring, I turned up to Wallen, of all places, to umpire a game of footy and realised my white boots were still at home. I had to borrow a pair of black footy boots and spray paint them white.
Oh. I love it. They're the boots, Bill. Yeah. Same thing. We appreciate that, Cole. Stay there. Dan in Geelong. Hello, Dan.
Hey, g'day, fellas.
Hey, Dan.
What happened, mate?
Thanks.
Yeah, good.
Oh, look, let me set the scene for you.
Yes, please.
The high school sports day against all the other schools.
Ooh.
The big distance race.
Yeah.
I've come up the main straight, and I've burnt the other fellas off, thrust the arms over the line.
Yep.
Guess what I forgot on the big day?
What? Another lap?
The bell. The bell lap.
Oh.
The announcer goes, last lap now, you forgot to wait for the bell. I give it all.
So you went early?
Went early.
And?
Come around on the, got passed by the winners, come up the straight, and all the other high schools laughing at me as I went up the straight.
Come on, Bill.
Dan.
Forgot about the bell, Dan.
Come on, Dan.
All right, Kev's in Cranbourne. Hello, Kev.
Yeah, hello, mate.
G'day, Kev.
On my wedding day,
yeah.
During the speech, I forgot to mention the bride.
Oh, no.
Come on, Kev.
How did you forget that, Kev?
Oh, big day, mate.
Kev, it is a big day, but you cannot forget the bride on the wedding night.
And, well, I did, and she was across for 10 years, packed up and left.
It didn't start well. Did she ever mention it? When she'd had a few drinks, she would have mentioned it.
Sorry?
Yeah.
When she would have had a few drinks, she would have mentioned it, because they never forget things like that. Yeah.
No. I reckon she brought it up, Bill, after she'd had a couple of drinks. James in Beaconsfield. Hello, Jimmy.
Jim, Bill, how are we, boys?
Jim, what did you forget on the big day?
Me and my older brother thought we'd head out from Turin boat hire and fish Western Port for the day. And 5 hours later, getting stuck in the mud, we realised that we forgot the bait.
Oh. What'd you use?
And to top it off, we come back into the pier and snapped every single rod on the pier coming back in.
Oh,
come on, Bill.
Mate, he snapped every rod.
Snapped every rod and forgot the bait, Bill.
So, fishless session, $350 down and 8 hours of a wasted day.
Oh,
come on, Fat.
Yeah, fishless.
Fishless, Bill.
Fishless session. Hard to say that, Jim.
And it went for you, it is. All right. The prizes, by the way, rabbits?
We have a $100 grilled voucher, if you don't mind. Oh, hey, they are delivering. Contacts delivery, grilled.com.au/delivery. And an 11-hand don't do that, Bill.
Oh, no. So, Bill, yes. I don't know if he's still there or not, but my favourite story is Kev.
Kev.
No, it's his wedding day.
Kev, where are you?
Caught in the speech to mention the bride.
Oh, and then she walked out. It took 10 years, but she eventually left him.
All right. Well, he's gone, so we can't give it to him. Who did you like?
Well, poor old James, who had a fishless session.
That's it.
Jimmy, what do you want, the grilled or the hair care?
We'll go the grilled, mate.
Good on you, buddy.
No, that's beautiful.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah. And Dan from Geelong.
Love listening to you.
Good on you, Jimmy.
Well done, mate. All yours. And Dan from Geelong, who just forgot that there was a bell lap in the distance race.
Hey, Dan, we're going to send you an 11 hair care pack, mate.
Right, thanks for that.
You got any hair?
No, like you, Bill.
Give it to your missus. All right. Hey, Bill.
What about the hair care?
Not bad. Oh, no. Oh, please. Honestly. My eldest son, Jono, has rang me the other day about their rush hour. Yeah. He said, Bill's in as bad a form as I've ever heard him. And he loves it. I said, how can you love it?
Because
he's an imbecile.
There's something about Mondays and Bill. It's just...
Oh, come on.
You just got to connect with the normal people out there, Jim.
Ah, been a very, very nice show. Even with Bill at about 20%, it's still a nice show. I'll tell you what we've got tomorrow is Chris Golding.
Oh, Goldie.
Of course, our man from Melbourne United and the Boomers.
Yes.
No, speak about where he's at, Bill, but also ask him about The Last Dance. Of course, the incredible documentaries with Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls.
Yep.
Their sixth title. So Chris Golding, our guest tomorrow.
And I'll tell you what, the clubs have been cut in half, 50% pay cuts they've had to take, and they've lost all their really good Americans. There's already three gone. So that's going to hurt the NBL.
Will. No doubt it will, Bill. Now, Bill.
Yeah.
Just can you redeem something out of this train wreck of an hour with a humorous joke?
I can.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy, my dad always said, as one door opens, another one closes.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, lovely man, but a terrible builder.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He was an even worse prison guard.
Oh, my God.
Jim,
what is that? That is impossible to laugh at, that joke.
My wife asked me last night, Jim.
He's gone again.
Is it just me or is the cat getting fat? Apparently, no, it's just you wasn't the right answer.
Oh, no. Come on. Come on. Just put an end to this one. And I will just act as if this one didn't go to air.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that sound?
Wipe it from my memory.
That's
these
it.
These pants make my bum look big.
No more of fat.
Very good joke again. A good start to the week. He's away. Never call again, Toby.
Not on your life.
Oh, no.
Triple M's rush hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Steady, hot and strong.